Good morning. It's a lovely day. Aye, but we'll pay for it. That's the Scottish mentality. Expect the worst and then you won't be disappointed. Are you the sort of person who always sees the cloud or the silver lining? The glass half full or half empty? If we wear blue glasses, the world looks blue. If we wear pink specs, the world looks pink. So what kind of glasses do you wear? You know, you can get Christian glasses. The best thing about them is that they're bifocal. The Old Testament prophet Elisha had a servant who got up one morning. He went outside and he got the shock of his life. The whole city of Dothan was surrounded by the Syrian army come to get Elisha. So he ran back in. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? Elisha replied calmly, "Don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." "No, no, you don't understand. There's hundreds of them." Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes that he may see." And God opened his eyes and he saw. All round the Syrian army was a heavenly army with horses and chariots of fire. Elisha, the man of God, the man of prayer and faith, had acquired the bifocal spectacles of faith. He could see his troubles in the foreground. He was not blindly optimistic, no detached retinas from reality, no cataracts of wishful thinking clouding over. But he could also see God's help in the background. Equally true to reality, no optical illusions, no mirages. He could see the encircling Indians, but he could also see the cavalry coming over the hill to rescue. The greatest and maturest people of faith learn to focus attention more on God's help than on their own pressing problems. It's summed up in the two prisoners in their cell. One could see only the bars, and the other one could see past them to the stars.